Mayor Alan McDonald of Heber City received 38.7% of the primary vote. Colleen Potter, a Heber City Council member challenging McDonald for the mayor's seat, took 51.6% of the primary vote. Both candidates say growth is the most pressing issue in their campaigns. McDonald says planning for growth has been neglected.
We need to sit down as a council and look at our growth patterns. And the main thing also we need to do, I'm trying to work with the county, invite the county to come in and the school districts also to get everybody involved. We all need to sit down at one time and say, okay, this is the county, this is the city, this is the school districts and other places, and say, where does the growth need to go? What do we need facilities put in? What infrastructure? What transportation corridors? There's just a lot of things that need to be dealt with now instead of later.
Potter says Heber has potentially huge developments and a master plan is critical for guiding growth.
I did advocate for an update of our general plan. We need to have a plan that the public has had input, that it's predictable so that people understand where our community is going. And when someone buys property, they aren't surprised or upset, because a lot of it now feels more reactive because we're having so much development and we're being more reactive than proactive. So we are working on an annexation policy plan right now. There's a lot of properties that are looking at requesting annexation, particularly on the north end of Heber. There's a huge amount of property that would double the size of Heber as it was built out, possibly, you know, I don't know how long, 20 years maybe.
McDonald says he thinks it'll be a tight race in November.
Depends on how many people get out and vote. But overall, I don't see it probably change a whole lot. It can go one way or another. Depends what districts show up and who stayed home from the vacation this time. You'll probably pick up another 500,000 voters just during from the general election, because primaries are kind of hard to get everybody out to vote at that particular point. But I like competition. So more competition, closer to it, that makes it more enjoyable for me. So it's fun.
Potter hopes more people will engage in the general election. She says there was just one candidate event during the primary campaign.
It's hard to know with a municipal election where there's no polling, where we really don't have any kind of media, you know, as far as like TV station or radio, where a lot of the conversation is happening. So I really wasn't sure what to expect, although I did feel like I had some positive momentum. And like I say, people were telling me they had watched some interviews we did on Facebook, or they had come to, you know, they'd watched the recording of the candidate event. So I was getting a lot of positive feedback.
Celeste Johnson challenged incumbent Mayor Colleen Bonner of Midway. Their race was nearly even, with Bonner's 655 votes to Johnson's 653. Johnson says her plan is to meet as many Midway residents as possible. She's pleased with the outcome of the primary and wants more transparency and public engagement.
Probably three critical issues. Our fiscal issues. We're about to lose a resort tax that we've been getting that's going to amount to about $500,000 a year. We have real issues with the pace of the development that's occurring and how we can protect open space and our rural town. So I think all three of those are critical things facing Midway right now. And I think the best way to get creative solutions is to involve the people. And the only way to involve the people is to make them aware.
KPCW made multiple attempts to get a comment from sitting Midway Mayor Colleen Bonner. She did not respond. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.